Topic 180, War. 1. It must be recognized that the cause of all world unrest, of the world wars which have wrecked humanity, and the widespread misery upon our planet, can largely be attributed to a selfish group with materialistic purposes, who have for centuries exploited the masses and used the labor of mankind for their selfish ends. This group of capitalists has cornered and exploited the world's resources and the staples required for civilized living. They have been able to do this because they have owned and controlled the world's wealth through their interlocking directorates and have retained it in their hands. They have made possible the vast differences existing between the very rich and the very poor. They love money and the power which money gives. They have stood behind governments and politicians. They have controlled the electorate. They have made possible the narrow nationalistic aims of selfish politics. They have financed the world businesses and controlled oil, coal, power, light, and transportation. They control publicly or sub rosa the world's banking accounts. The responsibility for the widespread misery to be found today in every country in the world lies predominantly at the door of certain major interrelated groups of businessmen, bankers, executives of international cartels, monopolies, trusts, and organizations, and directors of huge corporations who work for corporate or personal gain. From The Problems of Humanity, pages 70 through 71. 2. A war is starting between the selfish, moneyed interests and the mass of humanity who demand fair play and a right share of the world's wealth. From The Problems of Humanity, page 72. 3. War can be and is mass murder, where the motive is wrong. It can be sacrifice and right action where the motive is right. The slaying of a man in the act of killing the defenseless is not regarded as murder. The principle remains the same, whether it is killing an individual who is murdering or fighting a nation which is warring on the defenseless. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 180. 4. Death, through the destructive processes of war, is under the directive and cyclic intention of the planetary logos, working through the council chamber of Shambhala. The beings who there direct world processes know that a time has come when the relation between planetary evil and the forces of light or of good have reached a point of explosive antagonism, as it is called. This must be given free rein if the divine purpose is to work out unarrested. The explosion is therefore permitted. Nevertheless, all the time a controlling factor is present, even though unrealized by man. Because these beings, who work out the will of God, are in no way identified with form life, they have consequently a just appreciation for the relative importance of life in form. The destruction of forms is to them not death in the sense that we understand it, but simply and solely a process of liberation. It is the limited vision of those identified with form which has so consistently nurtured the fear of death. The basis of all wars is fundamentally the sense of separateness. This fundamental individualism or pleased recognition of isolationism leads to all the secondary causes of war: greed, producing economic disaster; hatred, producing national and international friction; cruelty, producing pain and death. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 431 through 432. 5. The War, 1914 through 1945. Millions died. More millions suffered cruelly in their form nature, and many more millions underwent and are still undergoing the mental agony of insecurity, suspense, and poverty. Nevertheless, two major results of a spiritual nature working under the law of perfection resulted. 1. Souls were released from a backward and decaying civilization, for such is your vaunted civilization from the angle of the hierarchy, and will return in better bodies to a civilization and a culture more in conformity with the needs of spiritual man. The main reason why there has been such a complete destruction of the old forms, physical, emotional, and mental, is that they constituted a complete imprisonment of the soul and negated all true growth for the masses of men. 2. From the rich to the poor, from the intelligent to the ignorant, one thing is now clearly grasped and will increasingly color human thinking. Happiness and success are not dependent upon the possession of things or upon material good. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 661. 6. There has been a far greater spiritual significance to the war than has yet been realized. It marked a world turning point. It reoriented humanity towards the good. It drove back the forces of evil and made definitely clear, and this was new and needed, the true distinction between good and evil, and this not in a theological sense, as stated by the church commentators, but practically and obviously. It is evidenced by the disastrous economic situation and by the greed of the prominent man in every country. The world of men, through the obviousness of the distinction between good and evil, has awakened to the fact of materialistic exploitation, to the lack of real freedom, and to the rights, as yet unclaimed, of the individual. Man's ability to resist slavery has become apparent everywhere. That the strugglers towards freedom are employing wrong methods and are endeavoring often to fight evil with evil is entirely true, but this indicates only transitional techniques and a temporary phase. It is temporary from the point of view of the hierarchy, though possibly long from the angle of men in the three worlds, but it need not necessarily be long today. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 666 through 667. 7. Men deal with effects and not with causes. For instance, mankind is concerned with war and with horrified preparations for more war, and is not primarily occupied with that which causes war and which, if rightly handled, would prevent war. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 730.